Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. We have Beverly Nadler on the show today. We want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner with tips galore. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find this show to be a terrific teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel, awesome leaders that soar like an eagle, Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health, home business opportunities to increase your wealth, fun impersonations and improvisations add to the show's Transfundmation, broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is open, or else you can call. Your comments are welcome. We appreciate them all.
Want to change your life? Change your approach. Hire Joyce Barry to be your life coach.
Yes, we invite you to do that. I'd love to be your life coach. Just send an email to coachjoyce@aol.com. Put life coach in the subject matter, and we can have that conversation at absolutely no obligation to you. So without further ado, we'll get started on yet another extraordinary show. Welcome to the show today. It's one of my favorite topics. It's all about celebration. Celebrate life. Many things can bring you joy and happiness if only you appreciate them and express gratitude. Be grateful for the little things, the big things, and everything in between. Keep a gratitude journal. Tell your friends, family, and animals you love them. Tell your prized possessions you love them. Find something to be grateful for in the midst of issues and problems. For example, if you have health challenges, acknowledge what is in good working order. Don't focus on what you can't do, but focus on what you can. In short, be positive that what you have in your life and express gratitude to God and the universe. Of course, we will delve into this in much more detail, but I wanted to give you a glimpse of how important this show is for your health, happiness, and peace of mind. And speaking of peace of mind, I always experience that when I have Beverly Nadler on our show, our health guru, one of our favorite authors, and certainly one of my best friends. Welcome, Beverly Nadler.
Oh, hi, Joyce. It's such a delight for me. Every Thursday that I'm on this show is a reason for me to celebrate. And what you said, the little things are just as important as the big things. Celebrating life is what we want to do. It actually retrains our brain to look at things in a different way. You know, we live in a world that offers endless experiences, and there are infinite reasons to celebrate. Of course, we know that there's things, there's tragedies and calamities and crises. That's a part of life, along with the beauty and the joyful events. But we, if we look, as you said, many things are worthy of celebration. And what we want to talk about is celebrating life. What inspired me for this show was when you said Christmas in July. And I just thought about that because, as you said, half of the world is actually has winter opposite from the other half. And we always talk about the good old summertime, but some of those people are enjoying wintertime. But what does it mean when we talk about Christmas? A time of celebration, a time of joy. And it got me to think, why not every single day? How about looking for what those things are, the reasons to celebrate, the ways to celebrate, in spite of the fact that some days are not going so well. Some things are problematic, are difficult. But you know what? Each day we have a choice. Each moment we have a choice as to what we're going to give our attention to, what we're going to focus on. It doesn't mean that we ignore our problems and painful experiences and pretend they don't exist, but it means that we handle what we need to handle. And then we look for the things that we can appreciate, that we can be grateful for, the things that are worthy of celebration. And there are so many of them. I want to give you a dictionary definition of celebrate. I thought it was quite interesting, and I'm reasonably certain that there's probably more in later dictionaries, but this is a huge dictionary that I have. And what it says here is to perform a ritual or a ceremony publicly or formally, to solemnize something, to commemorate an anniversary, a holiday, with ceremony and festivity, to honor or praise something publicly, to mark a happy occasion by engaging in some pleasurable activities, to observe a holiday and anniversary with festivities, to perform a religious ceremony, to have a convivial good time. Those are some of the things, and I'm sure there is more that we have to talk about when we talk about celebration. But what I in particular found extremely interesting to me was the fact that celebration not only feels good, it actually improves your health. You're feeling pleasure, and when you're feeling pleasure, you're actually affecting something in your brain and your body. Your brain releases dopamine, and researchers have discovered that a rush of dopamine disables a group of cells that promote tumor growth. You actually strengthen your immune system when you feel good, and each thing you celebrate makes you feel good, whether it's huge, like winning a lottery, or it's tiny, like finding a quarter in the street. You are actually improving your health. So with that, we really want to give you so many things that you can celebrate, some things you may have thought of, and you may even have noticed, but not realize the extent to which you can actually change your life, even change how your brain begins to look at things, even when things are not going the way you would like them to. And so some of the things that we're going to be giving you, there are reasons to celebrate, some are ways to celebrate, and some of them are both, and you're going to recognize which they are, and they are in no particular order. So what are some of the obvious reasons to celebrate? Well, of course, weddings and engagements and birthdays and anniversaries and holidays and religious events, those are all very obvious reasons to celebrate. But there's so much more.
Absolutely, but those are major ones. Anniversary parties is a celebration. Newborns are a reason to celebrate. Those are all feel good. celebrations, the bar mitzvah, the bas mitzvah, the christening. Those are all reasons to celebrate. Hopefully by the end of the show, you'll find many more reasons to celebrate, even if they are the most minute things on your scale of what's important.
Absolutely. I'll tell you that I'm celebrating this morning because last night I went to bed and I had a pain in my back. And I said, this is unusual. I don't get back pain. What is going on here? And I kind of traced it to the fact that I was lifting a whole bunch of stuff and everything. So but I went to bed and I said, okay, I want to wake up tomorrow without pain. And thankfully, I did. So I celebrated this morning for two reasons. One, because every time I'm on this show, it's a reason for me to celebrate because I enjoy it so much. And also because I am no longer in pain. You may say that's a simple thing, but, you know, for people who live with pain, the days that they don't live with pain, that's a celebration. Finding a new, whether it's a drug or it's a holistic treatment or it's a supplement of some kind in which to relieve their pain, that's joy, that's celebration. And Joyce mentioned that. If you're having a health problem, think of the things that are working well. Think of the parts of your body that are functioning the way they need to function and celebrate that. And how do you celebrate something? By acknowledging it. And you could acknowledge things by just saying, wow, this is great, or congratulations, or super. Give yourself some kind of symbol that you know that you're celebrating something. And again, that's going to change the way your brain functions. It's going to release more dopamine, more reasons for you to feel good. You're going to find them. Just simple things that go on during the day. How about when you actually solve a difficult problem? Do you feel good? Of course you do, but most people will say, okay, I solved that and move on. No. Stop for a moment and say, wow, I solved that. That was great. Or you accomplished something that you thought you couldn't do, something you didn't think you could master, and you're able to do that. Give yourself a moment to celebrate that.
Absolutely. And you can make it longer than a moment. When you're celebrating that, you could reward yourself. You could go to a movie, could go out to dinner. You could really acknowledge the occasion by doing something really, really special. The more that you do that kind of thing, the more you'll come up with reasons to celebrate, big or small.
I agree with you. So how about winning something? How about playing a game? Let's say maybe it's just a card game, or it's Monopoly, or it's some other game, and you're the winner. And it's not a matter of, wow, you know, I'm so great. It's a matter of, hey, I won. I like that. It feels good. And you don't have to you don't have to say anything out loud. You can even acknowledge it to yourself that you won. But how about when you're in a contest of any kind, and maybe your team wins, or maybe you didn't win, but you came close to it. Acknowledge that. Acknowledge the fact that you even went out for it, whatever it is. Anything that you do that goes beyond what you would normally do in a day that can give you joy, acknowledge that. Like Joy said, do something special. Go someplace. If you're not going someplace, maybe turn on some music that you love, or maybe do a little and turn on some music and do a little dance like nobody's watching, because probably nobody is, or watch something special on TV or a movie in your home if you're not going anyplace, or if you've got a garden, go out and look at the flowers. Pick some flowers. Bring them into the house. These are all ways of celebrating, and I guarantee you that you will change the direction of your brain. Many people will look at a glass and they'll see it half empty, and others will see it half full. And what you want to do is see it half full and maybe bring it full up to the top in your mind, because it's all a matter of what you're doing with your mind.
And I want to refer you folks to another show we did just a week ago. The show was called Spice Up Your Life, and it aired live on July 11th. And I refer you to that show because we gave you countless lists of what you can do to spice up your life. Beverly did it from the point of view of spices, you know, actual spices, the one that you put in your foods. And I did it in the lit form of spices that you put in your life. So just refer to that, because whatever we say today on this show, when you go back to the show that aired on July 11th, you will find countless more things. Some may be repetitive today, but others may not. So the two together gives you many cause to spice up your life and celebrate your life.
That just reminds me of one of the things that many people, especially people who like to cook, finding a new recipe. You know, you find a new recipe and you say, oh, that's great, let me make that. But how about pausing for a moment and saying, wow, I found a new recipe, terrific. How about celebrating when you go outside and it's a beautiful sunny day? Or if it's a rainy day and saying, oh, the flowers can grow, or we need rain. Remember, we need rain along with the sunshine. How about stopping and saying, what can I do to make myself really feel happy today? And stopping off somewhere and just buying yourself a small little gift. Or how about coloring? They have coloring books for adults. Sitting down, they found that this is one of the best ways for relaxation, for actually adding some joy to your life, especially when you look at your finished picture. And for myself, because I'm a painter, going into paint, every time I make something and I like it, and I decided to like it, no matter what it is, I will say to myself, wow, that is terrific, and feel good. It's a way of appreciating, a way of celebrating.
Something that always makes me feel good, that always makes me feel like celebrating, are essential oils. I really treasure them, the aromas and the great benefits that they offer. And I want to suggest a website where you can get the best of the best. It's healthyandorganic.net, healthyandorganic.net. So as the website might imply, all the essential oils have no chemicals, no toxins, and they're all organic. I can't stress enough, when I smell those aromas, and when you read up on essential oils, they all have different purposes. They all deal with different things. It definitely is a feel-good thing and a cause for celebration.
You know, it's one of the things I have on my list is a new scent, a new fragrance, because these fragrances and scents actually go into the brain, and when you enjoy them, they will begin releasing, in addition to the health benefits, and we've done shows on essential oils, to many, many health benefits, but there's that feel good because we enjoyed the scent, the aroma. And, of course, we can smell anything. Go out and smell the flowers or even the grass or smell the scent of a new bread baking or cookies baking. But fragrance has an extremely important effect and, yes, worthy of celebration. And, by the way, I also have essential oils. I love them. This particular company that Joyce mentioned, the fact that they're organic is really very, very important. It adds benefits to them. And every night before I go to sleep, I take a whiff of lavender oil because it actually helps relax you and it helps you fall asleep. So it's a wonderful thing, and thank you for mentioning that. Getting on with some other things that
I just want to say that lavender and peppermint are my two favorites. Lavender, and not only the aroma, but the amazing health benefits they have, as Beverly referenced. So those are my two personal favorites.
Yeah, lavender will relax you, and peppermint will wake you up. and give you a feeling of enthusiasm. I love that one also. Those are my two favorites too. How do you like that? Two minds with two brilliant minds, a reason for celebrating. All right, some more reasons for celebrating that you may not have thought about. And at various times I recall you particularly, Joyce, reading something about the things, to be thankful for the things that didn't happen. And it just reminded me, how about when you avoid an accident, when there's almost, you're driving and there's almost an accident, or you see someone else's accident, you feel bad for them, but you celebrate the fact that it's not, you didn't get into that accident. Although that's a, and it's not something to just say, wow, in a sense, okay, and a negative feeling of fear, you can change that by just celebrating. Isn't it wonderful that I avoided that, that it didn't happen? There are so many other things that you can be grateful for. How about when you're in business and you get a new client, and instead of just, yeah, I got a new client, stopping for a moment and acknowledging how wonderful. Or when you're going into a store and you want to buy something and it's on sale, and you notice that, wow, something that I really wanted, and there it is on sale. It's that extra moment that you give attention to it. Remember, focus of attention, that allows it to be something that you're literally celebrating because it feels good.
Well, what feels good to most people, what feels good to me, is knowing that we bring you this show 5 days a week with the intent of making a difference in your life. There are many reasons to listen, many reasons to celebrate the show. And here in the wise, wise words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, are the reasons you should be listening. And I mean, as often as you can. You can download
listen
it.
Listen to
can
me.
Play it.
I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you participate with us in having that happen. Simply go to the homepage of Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And on the upper left under my picture, it says follow. And simply by clicking on that, you will be apprised of all our shows. So you need not miss any of them. Every show for the last 8 years has been archived. 8 years, you won't see a day missing. Every single show, you can access them, you can download them, you can multitask with the speakerphone on. So do become a follower. You can also know what shows we're doing by following yours truly, Joyce Barry, on Facebook. That's Joyce, B-A-R-R-I-E, and Twitter. Both those, the shows are posted there as well. You don't want to miss our shows, folks. And the best thing you can do when you're interested in a particular person, for example, you love the show Today with Beverly Nadler, in the search bar of the homepage, upper right, type in Beverly Nadler. All her shows will come up. If you put in happiness, all our happiness shows will come up. So you can do it by either the guest or the topic. I strongly recommend you become one of the thousands of loyal followers so you can have a vast appreciation for that which you know, that which you don't know, and that which you know that you don't know. So there you go. Do become a follower. JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. Back to you.
Well said, Joyce, and I certainly second that, not only for my shows, but so many wonderful shows that you have. They really can help people literally change their life. And I'll get back to some of the other things to celebrate. How about opening your own business? How about getting the job you want if you're not opening a business? How about passing an exam? You know, many times we just notice that, oh, good. But no, it's far more than that. Everything that you do or that happens in your life, every event that is worthwhile to feel good, stop and acknowledge it. How about getting a license, whether it's a driver's license or a license for whatever you want, a fishing license? How about your first car or getting a new car or in your home? Finally getting air conditioning. Yes, we lived without it for several years. Said, it's no big deal because we live in Connecticut. We don't live in the South. But I'll tell you, every day that it's been hot like crazy this year, this summer. And every day I literally celebrate the fact that we have air conditioning because it's a huge, huge difference. I also, when I can go out on our deck, I celebrate the fact that we have birds, all kinds of birds that are coming to be fed, and some of them singing and watching them. And this is a celebration of life. And Joyce mentioned about celebrating and being grateful for your animals. Yes, if you have a pet, when your pet greets you or your pet comes to sit on your lap, that's a cause for celebration. I know you pet the pet and you're happy about it, but acknowledging that, it makes a huge, huge difference.
And if you don't have a pet, folks, I highly recommend you buy one. You do a rescue animal, a new dog, a new cat, that's a new member of your family, one that you can count on for unconditional love. So that's something I highly, highly endorse. A new dog, a new cat. They're just so lovable. And, well, that is, to me, if they sit in my lap, those are the ones I can manage. I can't manage much more than that, but I truly do appreciate them. I just want to share one thing. When I went to the Humane Society once to get another new dog, the groomer met me there to provide a reference for me. So she met me there, and she told them, she says, I got to tell you this. She says, in my next life, I don't want to come back as any person. I want to come back as Joyce's pet. So that was her way of acknowledging. She said, she is a dog groomer that meets countless pet owners every day, and she says she is by far one of the best owners ever. And I live literally two blocks from the animal hospital. It was the most famous one in the world. I just happened to live two blocks from it. People come from all over the world. If my dog sneezed, I'd run to make sure everything was okay. I didn't take any chances. So that's how indulgent I was. That's how much I cared. That's really funny because it was just two blocks away. People from all over the world were there, and I didn't hesitate to go if I had any question or concern. So do get yourself a dog or a cat.
And for those people, unfortunately, who can't because of where they live, they just aren't able to have those kind of pets, a bird, believe it or not, some birds, of course, these can talk and they can be trained. And I met some bird lovers who have pets as birds as pets, and they have a wonderful relationship with them. And then you can take them out of the cage and they'll sit on your shoulder. I have not personally had a bird as a pet, but I'm enjoying the birds that I see. But yeah, it's something to love. That loves you back. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Getting back to some more things that you can celebrate. How about a habit that you have able, that you decided. First comes a decision. I am now going to exercise daily. Okay, I am now going to go on this particular program to lose weight. Celebrate that. Let yourself know that you really, really mean it and it's important to you. And what's also important is that if you falter, that you do not beat yourself up, that you start over again, that you remind yourself, hey, this is a reason for celebration. Let me do this again. And then if you've been able to stay with that, like an AA, I know they have year's anniversary. I don't know if they have month's anniversary. But I would say that any habit that you have been able to not indulge in or indulge in, exercise is a habit that you will indulge in, that you congratulate yourself, that you celebrate, even a week, a month, and certainly a year, 5 years, any of these things, such a tremendous cause for celebration. Because as we all know, making changes is not easy. There's a whole lot of programming in our brain that keeps us functioning in the ways that we functioned before, even if we wanted to change. But when you're able to make that change from the time you make a decision to each time that you can celebrate having stayed with that, that's a wonderful thing. And again, if you falter and then you go back and you make that decision again, yes, I'm going to do it again, instead of beating yourself up, congratulate yourself and feel good about the fact that you've made that decision again.
Absolutely. And folks, Beverly is sharing some extraordinary things, all of which would make a difference if only you implement that. And as a life coach, when I give people suggestions, what I often hear is, great, I got to do that. I will take that on. But my concern is they come from a place of someday I'll get to it. So I wrote this for all of you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And something to consider, folks, if not right now, when, is checking out Beverly Nadler's website. That would be Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. And she has the most extraordinary information, resources. Of course, her website focuses on health. Anything else you want to just let them know so they come from, if not now, when, to check you out, Beverly Nadler.
Well, it focuses on health, and it also focuses on universal laws, things that we have talked about, how the universe works, why things happen the way they happen. There's a lot of that information also on the site. Plus, you can find out more about my books. There are several books listed. You can click on them and find out what they're about and see if you want to read them. I, of course, highly recommend them, and I know that the Vibrational Harmony, in which Joyce wrote the foreword, it's highly recommended by many people, including our host. So, yes, check out my website.
I totally endorse it. I wrote the foreword because I really want to get it out there. It's an extraordinary book by more than an extraordinary author, Beverly Nadler, NADLER. And just give that other website. Beverly, there was one more where you have free downloads, free ebooks.
Right, you are. It's called vibrationalharmony.biz. Has nothing to do with business except the business of being healthy. And what you'll find on that website are two downloadable, literally books, not just a few pages of a flyer, one on stress management and the other laws of the body. It does include some of the laws of the mind because body and mind work together, but I spend a lot of time in the shows talking about the laws of the mind, and here are specific laws of how to take care of yourself. So, yes, I highly recommend that site, and thank you so much, Joyce, for mentioning it. And this is not available on my main website. I only recommend it to special people, and anybody who is listening in to Joyce's show is a special person.
Absolutely. Our audience, they're all special people. So, folks, another major point I want to give you in terms of celebrating, getting things going, I highly recommend you start small and think
start
big.
Small, think big. Start small, think big. Don't go zag when you should go zig. Stay on course. You'll reach your goal when it comes from your heart, when it comes from your soul. Now take that first step. You know what's best. Don't go east when you should go west. Keep on smiling. Don't you frown. Always stay up. Never get down. You are bright. You know what's right. For sure it's no mystery to stay in positivity. The choice is yours. Time to begin. You don't want to lose. You want to win. Don't be like the one who blew it. Be the one that knows to just do it. Whatever you do, whatever your approach, get support, a mentor, a role model, a great life coach. Get out your journal, get out your pen, put in deadlines and ask yourself, if not now, when?
So, folks,
that is so true. And starting small is such a great idea because you can be overwhelmed. I've got so much more ways to celebrate, and there's no way you're going to, quote, remember them all. But what we hope you will do is re-listen to this show, but also it will remind you of things that come up in your day that you can celebrate. And if you're a parent, of course, celebrating the blessed event or celebrating first before you're even a parent, the pregnancy, then the blessed event, then when the baby rolls over, and then the baby's first words, and then the baby crawls, and the baby walks, Those are all things that are so worthy of celebration. And there's so much more. Every time you make a new friend or even revive an old relationship with a friend that you haven't seen or heard from in a long time, and then you find, wow, it's as if we never lost touch with each other. And that's a wonderful feeling. And how about when you find something that you think you lost? You find money or an heirloom or even a scarf or a book you've been looking for or an article that you put aside. All of it cause for celebration. Anytime, complete a puzzle, whether it's the New York Times crossword puzzle or a 500 or 1,000 piece jigsaw puzzle, congratulate yourself, celebrate yourself, because it is something very special you've accomplished. And again, I just want to remind you, every time you celebrate something, you are literally releasing more dopamine from your brain, which actually improves your health and strengthens your immune system.
And so another great way to celebrate is to plan the ultimate party. I personally love theme parties, Cowboys and Indians, Come as a Kid. I ran across for years in New York called the Humor Play Shop, and every weekend we ended in a huge theme party where the people in the course could invite their friends, their family, their guests, and it always had a theme, and people just loved it. Superheroes is another great one. Come as Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman. But also along the lines of the ultimate party, get a psychic. I recommend Peter Marks. He can come to your party, you can work something out, and he can do readings for your guests. That always fascinates people. So that's someone I want to recommend and endorse very highly. And real quick, let me just share his phone number with you. So it isn't just a good idea, but certainly a means of contact. 203-206-9353. Call Peter, book him for your party or even a private reading. Mention my name, and I promise you, just for mentioning my name or that you heard it this on the show, he will give you a significant discount. That's how we want to take care of my loyal listeners.
My Peter also is on the show frequently. So you can tune in, you can check him out on the menu, look for Peter Marks, and you'll hear how amazing he is. And if you have a psychic reading from him, you will have definitely a cause to celebrate, because the information he gives you will be so meaningful for your life.
Absolutely, and Peter will be on our show early next week as well. So those are some of the things. You could also celebrate by sitting around a campfire. I remember how much fun it was to sit around roast marshmallows, sing campfire songs. That's so much fun to be with your friends. And as you fan the flames, you can relax, and it will mesmerize you. It's something very enjoyable and very celebratory.
Absolutely. And there is, you know, let's not forget to when a wish is granted, when something you want shows up in your life, celebrate it. When a prayer is answered, celebrate it. How about celebrating forgiving someone, yourself? Sometimes we're so hard on ourselves. It's worthy of a celebration to say, you know what? I'm okay. I really am. You know, nobody in this physical world is what we want to call perfect. Perfection does not exist, and nor should we expect it. But when we forgive ourselves and say, okay, so I made a mistake there. You know what a mistake is really? It's actually like an experiment or an experience. You don't have to even look at it as a mistake. Celebrate yourself for even recognizing that. Celebrate when somebody smiles at you because it feels so good, or you smile at someone else, or when Joyce mentioned having a theme party, which is wonderful. And by the way, I had the pleasure of being part of her improv group when she was in New York, and it was something to celebrate. And in fact, the last day we did celebrate, we had guests come in and watch us, and we were pretty good, thanks to a very excellent person who facilitated us, who taught us, and who helped us to find that inner calling within ourselves so we could be good at the improv, worthy of celebration, something that we accomplished.
Well, improvisation is one of my favorite things, and the class has always acknowledged it and recognized it, that as soon as the class was done, they said, we're not leaving. You need improv number two, improv number three. Literally, they wouldn't stop the classes. Everyone, of course, had a beginning, a middle, and an end. So when I got done with one, they said, you better have the next one ready. I would go through six improv classes, each one on the next level. So that was one of my favorite things. To this day, I love going to improv shows and comedy clubs and just laugh. Any excuse to laugh is wonderful.
Oh, you're not kidding about that. You know, when you're thinking about parties, a surprise party. How about making a surprise party for someone? There's so much joy in doing that, and then catching the expression on that person's face. Obviously, that's going to be a celebratory thing. What if you have a surprise party? One of my birthdays, my kids made me a surprise party, and I have the picture to look at every once in a while with my mouth hanging open. I couldn't believe it, and they were so sure I didn't know, and they were right. I didn't know because they looked at what I was wearing, which was a perfectly ordinary outfit, t-shirt and jeans. Had no idea I was going to a party, especially my party. It was delightful. How about buying gifts for someone just
Before you move on, I have to add that you can also give yourself a surprise party. I just want to say that nothing wrong with giving yourself a surprise party, having your best friend invite the people and working it out to guarantee you'll have your wonderful surprise party. I just had to get that in.
What a great idea, which reminds me of showers. People making showers. It reminds me of the things that are big things we're talking about now. And then the need to remember the small things. Really, you know, when I don't get a robocall in a day, at the end of the day, I actually celebrate because I didn't get any. And when I used to work on the computer, if the computer didn't do something stupid or break down or hide things from me, I would celebrate. Otherwise, I didn't appreciate celebration as much as I do now, but guaranteed this is a wonderful thing to appreciate when things don't go wrong that could go wrong. How about finding a dentist who is painless? That's wonderful. How about waking up refreshed because you've had a good night's sleep? How about finding that your old jeans still fit you? Wow, that's cool. That is great. And then there are things that are reasons to celebrate and ways to celebrate, like getting a new hairstyle. That's a reason to celebrate, but it's also a way to celebrate. Or going in for new makeup. You know, a lot of these places, Sephora is one of the places, but MAC, they'll do a whole new makeup thing. And they expect you to buy something, and you probably will. But mainly, you get to look at yourself in a different way and say, wow, I like that. That is worth a celebration. Finding a new restaurant, yes, that is a reason to celebrate, and it's a way to celebrate. Or going to a festival or an art show or a carnival or the theater, any of these things, these are celebrations. And, of course, we've mentioned so many of the things Joyce mentioned before, the bar mitzvahs and the bas mitzvahs and confirmation, but also graduation, whether you're graduating from even they have little celebrations now, graduating from kindergarten, graduating, of course, from grade school, and of course, from high school, from college, all of these things. These are huge things. Or even getting promotion at work. These are all reasons to celebrate, to stop and pause. And as Joy said, I said for a moment, and Joy said it, not just for a moment. Really take it in. And really appreciate it. And one of the things that Joyce mentioned at the very, very beginning is keeping a gratitude journal. for all the things you're grateful for. And I add to that, keep a celebration journal. And in other words, what I noticed when I had a gratitude journal, at the end of the day, I would put down a few of the things I was grateful for. But if you carry a little book with you, which I'm going to call a celebration, but it's also gratitude, and write them down as each new thing happens. Imagine when a day is not one of your best days. Things are not good on the outside. You're not feeling that well. And you can open up that book and see all the things that you have been able to celebrate, which will remind you of more things that you're going to celebrate in the future, because there's always something that's happening that's good.
And I just want to say, personally, I do keep gratitude journals. I do have celebration journals. I have journals on everything. Let me just share something Mother Teresa wrote, because I think it'll tie it all in. Life is an opportunity. Benefit from it. Life is beauty. Admire it. Life is a dream. Realize it. Life is a challenge. Meet it. Life is a duty. Complete it. Life is a game. Play it. Life is a promise. Fulfill it. Life is sorrow. Overcome it. Life is a song. Sing it. Life is a struggle. Accept it. Life is a tragedy. Confront it. Life is an adventure. Dare it. Life is luck. Make it. Life is life. Fight for it. And I really find that one of the most inspiring things that kind of ties it all together. And just one more thing I want to add. When Beverly was giving you these ways to celebrate with feel-good things, like a makeover, a new haircut, along with that, I would say go to your closet. Get rid of all the things that don't make you feel good, that don't fit anymore, that are outdated, that need to be fixed, and you'd rather get something new than fix it. So all those things add to your joy of celebration when you feel the part, look the part. You can fake it till you make it, because there are times you're going to be down and depressed for sure. Who isn't? So these are things you can do to get past it quickly.
Very, very true. You know, some of the things that are both a celebration, a reason, and a way is to get a massage, to go to a spa, to get a manicure and a pedicure. And every single day, remind yourself, today is the first day of the rest of my life. How can I rejoice in it? Actually, you are setting your brain to begin to look for the things that are worth celebrating. Become a child again. As I said before, get a coloring book and crayons. Go to a zoo, an aquarium. Take a child or your grandchild, if you have that, to a craft shop and make some beautiful things, a dish or a cup. Some of the things, there are endless things you can do, even going to a library and finding the book that you really can enjoy. That's a reason to celebrate. That most of your celebration will be acknowledging that life really has reasons to celebrate.
And as we wrap up here, I just want to throw a few more in. Take dancing lessons, take singing lessons. They make you feel good. When you learn anything new, whatever it is, you might want to take martial arts classes. And the last two I want to say that I consider probably two of my most important recommendations is to be an activist. Have a cause you believe in and go out and make that difference, something greater than yourself. Round up other people to join your cause. Random acts of kindness. I can't say enough about that. Make someone happy. That's how you make yourself happy. It all comes back to you. So go out, random acts of kindness, do things, don't expect anything in return, and you'll be stunned at the pleasure, the joy that it all comes back to you. So, Beverly, what do you want to say in wrapping up here? And then, of course, we want to hear your poem.
What I want to say in wrapping up is that you begin to look for request of yourself that you find the things to celebrate, because you can celebrate so many things. You celebrate nature, just walking in the woods, looking at the trees. Celebrate and think in terms, what can I celebrate today? And you will find it, because you've given yourself and your brain a command to do that. And find the things, there's so many more things that we didn't have time to mention, the things that are personal to you. Look for them. You will find them.
Absolutely. Now let's hear your fabulous poem on to celebrate.
Life is a celebration. That's the name of it. Life can be so wonderful, a real celebration. And if you're ever feeling low, you just need some inspiration. So look inside your heart, my friend, and you will surely see the power and the glory in you, for you were created free. Free to choose your path of life, free to seek your goals, free to fulfill the burning desire that stirs within your soul. It doesn't matter your age or your race. Anyone can do it. You can meet all the challenges of your life when you're ready to go to it. Believe in yourself. Don't sit on the shelf. You make your own destiny. Your future is bright. You walk in the light. Your faith helps keep you free. Things happen when you know what's true, that you have what you need to make it. And until you do, here's a special clue. Act as if. Yes, I mean, fake it. Success is a journey, not a destination. Think, plan, take action. Use your self-motivation. See your goals achieved in your mind's eye. Feel the success inside you. It's simple. Just try. Persevere to reach the dreams in your heart, and the world applauds you as you start. Don't you see? There's no reason for hesitation. Life is wonderful. It's a celebration.
Oh, Beverly, that's so extraordinary. Yet another fabulous, outstanding poem that adds to the many hundreds you already have. I want to celebrate when you get that published, when I get my autographed copy. That's certainly cause for celebration. So thank you once again, Beverly Nadler, for another show. You knocked out of the ballpark. Thank you for your relationship with the show, your relationship with me, and just thank you for being who you are, a really wonderful and special lady. And to you folks, here is my special prayer. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. My special prayer. My other prayer for all of you is go make yourself happy today and every day. Spread the joy, spread the humor. Don't forget the random acts of kindness. Pay it back, pay it forward. It'll all come back to you. Give yourself countless reasons for celebration, including the fact that you woke up in the morning. Surely that's a reason to celebrate. So having said all of that, I invite you folks to sing along with us, dance along with us, laugh along with us, and you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass. Thank you. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired. by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.